If it's October, which it is, then it must be ADHD Awareness Month, which it is. And if it's ADHD Awareness Month, it must be time for TED Talks from Ada. They're kind of like TED Talks, but shorter, snappier, ADHD friendly, if you will. And this year, they're all about executive function. You know, that front part of our ADHD brains that helps us plan and prioritize, remember what we're doing, following through, or not. So here's your chance to hear from 31 different experts. It's just another way Ada supports adults with ADHD. Let's listen in.
Hi there, and welcome to TED Talks with Ada. I'm Terry Matlin, a psychotherapist, author, coach, and director of addconsults.com, queensofdistractions.com, and getadhdhelp.com. I'm also the author of The Queen of Distraction, and I'm talking to you today from the Detroit metro area. Ada has invited me to share my thoughts about women with ADHD. Why is my ADHD getting worse? I hear concerns from many women with ADHD who have shared with me over the years that their ADHD seems to be getting worse, sometimes way worse, as they enter into perimenopause and menopause. Many, many women with ADHD fear that they're getting dementia or Alzheimer's or simply losing their keen edge, and that idea can be very, very frightening. Does that sound like you? I'd like to reassure you that you more than likely do not have a dementia developing, but that there are real situations that can feel that way as your ADHD symptoms worsen. It really isn't in your head. By getting worse, I'm talking about executive functioning, as in, how do I get from A to B? How do I plan and execute things? How do I remember what I did just minutes ago? Like, remember where I just watched, what I watched at the movies, or where I set down my cell phone? Some of these behaviors are situational. Let's say you've decided to go back to college as an adult, or just finished high school and are starting college, or maybe you've switched jobs or started a family. We know that stress can cause a worsening of ADHD symptoms, feeling more scattered, more disorganized, more emotionally reactive. These last 2.5 years have made a lot of non-ADHD folks feel like they have ADHD because all of our daily lives have changed dramatically. That, along with fear, anxiety, depression, lack of connection we've experienced lately, can make one feel completely off base. Add in a true neurobiological condition, ADHD, and just up the ante 1,000%, and we feel like we are losing it. Let me put this into perspective and hopefully relieve you of your concerns. Everyone goes through stress as we go through life changes. But with ADHD, these stressors can truly make our symptoms worse. Other stressors, including leaving home when you no longer have the structure offered, hopefully, by your parents. Well, just the transition to college can be a huge stressor. And wouldn't you know, tis the season to be starting college. You're now responsible for taking care of yourself, your meals, your clothing, all while putting your energies into doing well in school. You no longer have your parents asking if you've done your homework or completed your projects, which, as annoying as they might have been, are helpful for inefficient executive functioning. Entering a marriage becomes stressful because now you have another person in your life. It's not all about you anymore. Relationships can be challenging, period. Then having children, you're now responsible for not just you and your partner, but also the children. Losing sleep in the early years, which is also a huge factor in worsening of ADD symptoms, planning and preparing meals, keeping up with school and after-school activities, homework, illnesses, all while holding down a job. And then a bit later in life comes the responsibilities of caring for aging parents. Just juggling more responsibilities in general can set you off. It was easier when it was just you looking after you, but with marriage and children, you're now having to keep track of more than you, and all that is very, very difficult. Other life changes that typically cause cognitive changes, such as, well, like worsening of memory, being more disorganized, irritability, and more, are during times of hormonal changes. We know that during perimenopause, menopause, and postmenopause, there is a drop in estrogen levels. Low estrogen levels can often cause these cognitive changes. Again, it's not your imagination. Since ADHD already compromises cognitive functioning to some degree, adding ADHD to the mix can make it all the worse. Women who are going through hormonal changes often do become more scattered. Word retrieval is a huge problem for many, and all of this can create tremendous anxiety, begging the scary question, am I developing dementia? So what can you do when you notice these changes? If your symptoms are worsening due to stressors in your life, then it's time to address this either with family and friends support or professional help, such as working with a therapist and or an ADHD coach. You may need more hands-on help at home with the children. The unstructured days as a stay-at-home parent with ADHD can be debilitating for many of you. There's often chaos in the house, with young children demanding your attention. There's more to clean up and organize, and it's not a strong suit for most of us with ADHD. It certainly wasn't for me when my kids were young. For the working mom with ADHD, you may need to find a way to cut back on either your work schedule or home responsibilities. It's often the case still that women tend to take on more of the home and parent responsibilities. That means that you need more support, either from your partner or by bringing help into the home. Think about what works best for your executive functioning. Does writing down a daily schedule help? Discussing with your boss ways to clarify what's needed from you, like asking for the requests in email versus, say, verbal chats? If you're a stay-at-home parent, getting someone to help clean the house or care for the lawn, getting tutors for the kids, these can bring down your anxiety levels big time. If you feel your partner's not doing their share, discuss this together before resentment rises. These suggestions for getting outside help are all necessary accommodations. They aren't luxuries. If your budget doesn't allow for them, consider bartering with other families. Perhaps you can drive someone's child to school if they, in return, will watch yours until you return home from work. If your working would find that your job is making you stressed out, it may be time to reassess your job. Is it the right fit for you? Do you need accommodations at work? Is your work straining your brain? It may mean climbing down the ladder temporarily until you're at a place in your life where you can take on more responsibilities, say, you know, when your kids are older, or finding a job that speaks more to your strengths and interests. You want to match your skills and strengths to having the right job, but also keeping in mind how your ADHD affects you. Working with an ADHD coach can make all the difference, as is working with a career counselor. If your increase in symptoms is due to hormonal changes, address this with both your gynecologist and medical professionals who are treating your ADHD. Some women find that hormone replacement does wonders for them, but this is a personal discussion to have with your health professional team. Tweaking your ADHD meds can also be helpful. As you age or take on more responsibilities in general, it's essential to take good care of yourself, good diet, sleep, exercise, stress relievers like meditation and all that. You know the drill. You've heard this a million times, but for folks with ADHD like you, like me, it's absolutely essential to have this in order so that your executive function is well functioning. Bottom line, what you're seeing is typically normal. With added responsibilities, daily stressors, worries, and the crazy world we're living in now, ADHD symptoms often increase and worsen. Women with ADHD also have the added reality of hormonal shifts that absolutely can make our brains work harder as we also navigate the emotional ups and downs of these hormonal changes. But there's no need to suffer. By following these suggestions, you may find that life can be better. I'm glad you could join me today for Ada's TED Talk about women with ADHD. Why is my ADHD getting worse? Again, I'm Terry Matlin, a psychotherapist, author, consultant, and coach. And if you want more information about me or my work with ADD adults, find me online at addconsults.com and queensofdistraction.com, or feel free to email me at Terry, T-E-R-R-Y, at addconsults.com. Take care. Bye for now, and thanks for your attention.
Hey, Hey, congrats, you did it. Listen to the entire TED Talk. And if you think this is great info, there's even more at the 2022 International ADHD Conference. It's a hybrid conference that happens November 16th through the 19th, live in Dallas, Texas, simulcast on the web as a virtual event. Find out more at ADDA, that's ADD.org, where you can catch ADHD webinars, join peer support groups, and get ADHD classes. It's truly priceless, but membership costs less than $8 a month. Okay, enough of the chatter. We'll see you tomorrow with more executive function information.